Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, McCauley.
Yes.
Hey, let me, I'm getting you to hear what I said, so.
So what did you say?
Hey, well, I'll start over again. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, McCauley Matthew. I am, of course, Wayne Ramo. What's up, McCauley?
Hey, what's up? I couldn't hear you there. What happened?
I guess I must have muted it when I muted it by accident when I you know, during the intro, and I thought I unmuted it.
So. Like, you hang up because of the Yankee song? Like.
Well, you know, folks, you know, we're gonna lead off the show with. We're gonna talk about you know, the Yankees, you know, of course, being eliminated by the Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. Talk about you know, the Giants win over the rival Redskins 27-23. Then we're going to talk about the ongoing Jets game, as currently they're losing to the Patriots in another rival series going on here, their first of the season, of course. And of course, you know, they're losing right now 16-10 right now. And, you know, we'll talk about a little NBA news, as major news about Amari Stoudemire and the Knicks. And, of course, you know, talk about what's going on in sports entertainment, the WWE, some TNA news. You know, they had their Bound for Glory. Cool. They got a new champion. We'll talk about that towards the end. And, you know, folks, you know the number. It is, of course, what you might call it, it is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. To talk, feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And, you know, the phones are, the operators are standing by. So, of course, folks, as you all know, the Yankees got eliminated as they got mauled by the Tigers. And before I get my two cents, I'll let you, Max, since you're a diehard Yankee fan, give your two cents.
Well, Yankees get swept by the Detroit Tigers in the ALCS. Pitching was great up until the end, up until that last game of the series. But we've seen it all throughout this postseason. Yankees bats didn't hit, and from that game one when the Yankees rallied to come back in that ninth inning against the Tigers, knocking out Valverde as a closer for the Tigers, and when Jeter got injured, you know, from there the Yankees really didn't do anything in the series as far as hitting wise. You know, they couldn't hit home runs, they couldn't get doubles, they couldn't get on base. The main guys struggled, the Cano, A-Rod, of course, Teixeira, he started off good, but, you know, in this series, he's been non-existent. Swisher, who's been struggling throughout. All these guys struggle at the same time, which is, it's mind-boggling. I don't know why all of these guys have to struggle at the same time. It wasn't just one guy, it was the whole lineup. And they couldn't scrap anything, and the whole controversy with A-Rod, you know, him being benched, him flirting with girls in the stands while the Yankees are losing, that certainly didn't help our cause. So we have a lot of rebuilding to do, but, you know, I'm proud of the Yankees. I'm proud they went as far as they did, you know, because of the injuries, Mariano going down. You know, they did a pretty good job this year, but you know, when you're in the postseason, you have to finish, and on this ALCS, you know, they got crushed by the Detroit Tigers. And they got swept, which rarely happens to the Yankees in the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
But
definitely.
Stuff happens.
I mean, I agree with everything you said, pretty much. I couldn't say it better myself. I mean, you know, the Yankees surprisingly not only got defeated, you know, by the Tigers, I mean, they got swept and they never led in the series. I think the last time this has happened to the Yankees was the 63 Yanks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's very surprising. Of course, I mean, throughout the whole season, you know, the Yankees you know, unusual in recent years. You know, they hit massive home runs in the regular season and in the postseason. You know, they can't hit out of a wet paper bag to save their lives. You know, unfortunately, it's the usual suspects. You know, the Grandy man couldn't in the postseason. Swisher just didn't. Teixeira, he didn't really hit. I mean, he provided no power whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, the only guys who really produced in the postseason was Ibanez, which, I mean, of course, you know, we don't even have to go into details. I mean, this guy, clearly, I mean, he saved the Yankees' postseason.
Yeah, and he was great in that the first round against the first game of this series against the Tigers. He's a home run to tie it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's been utterly clutch.
He is.
And there's a game that he singly tied and won the game by himself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, Ibanez, I mean, he really showed up. And, of course, you know, Jeter always does his thing in the postseason. And unfortunately for him, you know, he got hurt. You know, broke an ankle. You know, he should be back in time for spring training.
I got one thing to say. I got something to say about A-Rod. You know, I've had an up and down relationship with A-Rod since he's been a Yankee. You know, before he was a Yankee, I mean, there was so much hype around this guy. You know, there was people comparing him to Jeter. Of course, people would go say A-Rod's the best player in the game. He's better than Jeter. I always said, and I still stand by this, that Jeter's a better player. I mean, A-Rod may have the home runs. He may have the RBIs, and he may have the better stats. But Jeter, at the end of the day, he proves he's a clutch player. And that's why I always thought, and it's still Jeter's better than A-Rod, and will always be better, you know?
Yep.
And when we got this guy, we were expecting, oh, yeah, this guy's going to help us win. He's going to restart the Yankee dynasty again, you know?
Yep.
He's only managed to win us one championship. Have one hot postseason in 2009, but other than that 2009 postseason, it's been all struggle for this guy. And, you know, they can't trade him because, you know, he's making too much money, so.
Yeah, they got him on the hook.
Deal with him for the next 5 years.
Yep, they got it. Like I was going to say, they have him on the hook for, like, 5 years, $125 million. So.
Just got to suck it up.
Yeah.
Hopefully this guy could, I don't know, hopefully he could give us something over the next 5 years. This for the next 5 years when he's with the Yankees. We'll see.
And definitely. And like you were saying, you know, he has a five-year, $125 million contract. And if you remember, I think this was like in 2000, you know, before his free agency, you know, he was going to he said in a Sports Illustrated article that, you know, had he been on the Dynasty Yankees, they would have won all those championships, which pretty much...
I don't know about that. If he had played the way he did the postseason week, man... Well, first of all, Torrey probably would have benched him, first of all. And Brocious was a better clutch hitter than A-Rod was at third base.
No, but I'm thinking... No, but he thinks... But when he said that he was still a shortstop, so he was thinking... He would have replaced Jeter.
Hell no.
That's what he was saying.
Never, never.
It was laughable. I mean, even at that time, I mean, he was, you know, at that time, people thought he was a great player, you know, because we didn't know at that time he was taking steroids. But even then, I mean, I thought it was disrespectful because, you know, Jeter pretty much, you know, made his career off what he did in the postseason.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And this is long before he got 3,000 hits, you know, to show, you know, his Hall of Fame credentials. I mean, this guy was always clutch. But now you could even clearly see they're in the team together, and except for 09, he only won it one time. So, I mean, that even back in the day, that statement was ridiculous. And as evident, only the World Series ring in 09. You know, if A-Rod is the man of the team, those teams most likely wouldn't have won all those titles.
Right. Yeah, of course, man. You can't compare him to Jeter ever. Jeter will always be the better player despite how great A-Rod's stats are over his career.
Because it's not always on the best, you know, not all the time the best team always wins. I mean, sometimes, you know, a team has heart and they, you know, they play the underdog role and play Goliath. I mean, that's it happens in sport. Look at the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals are, you know, one win away from going to the World Series back to back.
Cardinals are like, man, they really impress me, man. They're like the New York Giants of baseball. They're underdogs every year, and they always find a way to win it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they won that World Series this year.
I think it's gonna be a rematch of the 06 championship.
Probably will.
Yeah. But they gotta win tonight for that to happen. Because, you know, Giants are going to be home. You know, if Giants can force it to game seven, you know, that's anybody's game. But then again,
I think Cardinals will pull it out. I think they'll find a way. I think it will be a rematch of 06 again.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then again, I mean, being a Mets fan, I should know firsthand that Cardinals can steal a win at home in a game seven.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely not impossible. And, yeah, if you ask me, Who's gonna win? You know, I think it's gonna be Cardinals Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I know some Mets fans they don't want to see Cardinals win or Beltran win a championship, but it might happen. You know.
Hey, I know it's gonna happen. I mean, you know, I wanted Beltran to win 6 years ago. But now he's in. If you can't beat him, join him mode, and
he's
with the same team that keeps eliminating him out of the postseason when he was with the Astros and with the Mets, of course.
Right.
That's how it is with the players. I mean, the players have no loyalty to the number on the in front of the jersey, but only to the number behind the jersey and the dollar signs.
No, I mean, then again, you know, after a certain number of years, if a player has a championship, they'll make the decision to go to the best team. That can give them the best shot at winning a championship, you know?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. When you get to that stage, you know, you want to win a title. You go to the best team. But it's very rare for someone to have, you know, loyalty to a team and spend their whole career. Look at Tripper Jones. I mean, he spent his entire career with the Braves. I mean, for a few years, there was rumors that, you know, that he might sign with the Mets and all that stuff, but he's stayed loyal to the Braves, and you know, and of course Jeter is obviously another one who's 99.99% is going to stay as a Yankee. I mean, there's no doubt about it, really.
Hopefully
David Wright, you know, with the Mets can do the same.
Yep.
But you know, we'll see about that. So, you know, speaking of Yankee news, like you were saying, Yankees, they pitch brilliantly in the postseason, except for Sabathia's, start, the last start of the season, game four of the ALCS.
Yeah.
And it was later revealed that CC Sabathia has an elbow problem, and, he's going to the doctors to see if it's serious. They don't think he'll get Tommy John surgery. He might have minor surgery, but I guess when the diagnosis is revealed, we'll know, you know, what happened to him.
And I hope he's okay. Because if he has Tommy John surgery, that could be a whole mess right there.
Oh yeah, and they were saying that this problem could have happened to him ever since he was with the Brewers.
Wow.
Remember that year when he was pitching like 3 days? I think he pitched like on 3 days rest, like 3 days in a row, three times in a row.
Yeah, it seemed like
he was
pitching every day.
Yeah, and he got the Brewers to the postseason.
Right. But he is a horse, so.
Yeah, he is.
Could be okay.
Yeah, and speaking of other Yankees news, of course, with the no joke, man. Don't take this as a joke, but I don't know if you heard this, but.
What?
Curtis Granderson, he's going to get his eyes checked. He's going to get his eyes checked to see if there's something wrong with his vision.
Well, he should have did that before the bullshit started.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw that. I'm like, If he didn't think about this before the postseason, why didn't he do it in the postseason when he said, "Whoa, I'm like 2-4, like I don't know, 20 something or whatever his numbers was." Maybe I'm being too generous. Maybe he didn't get 2 hits.
Before the postseason started.
My goodness, he could clearly see when he was in Yankee Stadium, you know, those 43 home runs the regular season. And another thing about the Yankees, there's rumors that, there was a Yankee that was saying that, you know, one of the reasons why they didn't do well is because the Yankee fans booed them.
Come on, that's no excuse.
And they think the two players who said this, because it wasn't confirmed, but they think, you know, that allegedly it might be Swisher, because he said something similar to that statement, and Cano. Because, of course, everybody knew coming into this season, this was Cano's team, you know, especially with Jeter, you know, being injured and all that stuff. You know, Cano is supposed to be, you know, the heir apparent to Jeter now, you know, because Jeter's getting up there. And, you know, Cano has a $13 million option that, of course, they're going to pick up. No doubt about that. I mean, they're not going to be crazy. I mean, they're obviously going to pick up Granderson. So there's no reason they're not going to pick up Cano. I mean, Cano is arguably one of the best players in the game.
Cano started off he started off good in his postseason, and then he just disappeared out of nowhere. It's a bunch of BS, because if you're a player, you're getting paid millions of dollars, you shouldn't care what any fan or person is saying about you. Just go out there and do your job.
No? Exactly.
Don't worry about what anybody else is saying.
You're exactly right.
Like A-Rod, you know, he worries about what people think of him, how he's perceived.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why he struggles so much. And, you know, that he has serious issues.
Yeah, he should be more concerned about, you know, trying to help the team win than instead of hollering at ladies during a game they lost. I mean, that didn't have a problem with that. I mean, he could have did that before or after the game. But
I told you, at least Jeter does that when we're winning, not when we're losing.
Exactly. Jeez. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's a regular season game and they're, like, leading, like, 15-0, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe I could give it a pass. But, I mean, this was a game that they obviously, you know, went on to lose. And, I'm trying to think what else. Isn't he still dating Tori Wilson? I mean, what's up with that?
I guess so, but true story. In that ALCS versus the multiple orders, and Jeter hit that hit that, what's his name, caught? With that little kid. What was the kid's name?
Which one was that?
The little kid, John Mayer.
Oh, you're talking about from, like, 96. Jeffrey Mayer, right, yeah.
Jeffrey Mayer, right.
Right, yeah.
True story, after Jeter got that hit, he went into the stands and got a girl pregnant after that. That shows you right there. That shows you right there that Jeter does it when we're winning, not when we're losing.
So that's allegedly the reason why Yankees won their first championship since 78. Ain't no Macaulay. Making news, folks. But, let's switch gears to your Giants. They beat the rival Washington Redskins. You know, RG3 or Sir Robert Griffin Jr., Griffin the Third, as Osiu Manura called them. He failed the test against Big Blue.
Well, he played pretty good today. RG3, he had his 20 of 28, two touchdowns. He played really well today, but he got sacked a couple of times. He threw an interception. He even fumbled the ball. So Redskins did commit a lot of errors that, you know, led to Giants, winning this game. You know, this was a game that Giants could have lost easily because, you know, the Redskins, they were great on offense today. And Giants couldn't stop them. I mean, every time the Redskins were driving down the field, running that option, RG3 running for extra yards. But Giants managed to win this game. Eli Manning, of course, came up clutch again in the fourth quarter. He threw a 77-yard pass to Victor Cruz, which led to the winning touchdown. And Giants win this game 27-23. And they're still atop the NFC East with a 5-2 record right now. And next week, got to play the boys, the Cowboys. And Eli loves playing in Dallas, so that's going to be a great game next week.
Another divisional series is definitely exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we got a caller here.
Caller.
I'll go straight to the Jets right afterwards. Clearly. Hello, caller.
Caller.
Hello.
Hey,
what's up?
Hi, William. Hi, McCauley. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, not much.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, all the fans, which is me.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
And you?
What's your thoughts about the Jets so far losing 16-3 to Patriots? They're down in New England.
Well, I'm watching the game right now, and I see that the New England Patriots have 16 and the Jets have 13.
Yeah, the Patriots are winning right now by 3. The close
game. But I don't watch the game. I just looked at the score.
Oh.
Yeah,
but I sounded like a sports commentator. Good for me.
Yeah, the Jets was leading 7-0. But then right after that, on the kickoff, McCarthy, I forgot how you say his name. The guy. The guy in the Patriots. You know, he had a 104-yard reception.
I thought
Williams turned
into a Yankee fan today.
I know.
I heard a Yankee song. I was like, "Is this the right show I called in?"
I just wanted to cheer up the Yankee fans. You know, they had a rough. ALCS, you know, give him. Didn't that pump you up for next year, McCauley?
It did. I'm ready for next year.
Can't wait. Hello?
Let's talk wrestling.
All right, let's do that. What's your thoughts on, let me see what I was going to say. CM Punk versus Ryback at Hell in the Cell next week from today.
I don't like Ryback.
And why do you not?
Everyone else does.
Ryback is, huh?
Ryback
is tough. Host?
What?
I was saying the host. Both of you guys, I don't hear you guys anymore.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I hear you good.
Okay. What did you guys say?
Yeah, I was saying, why do you don't like Ryback?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't like him. I just don't. Feed me more. Yeah, shut up. Just eat a frog.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Ryback's gimmick. I mean, but I think he's too. It's too early
for him. He looks like Big Show.
He does.
He looks like Big Show, but he's more intimidating.
Big Show better than him.
After the Attitude Era, you know, he's not intimidating anymore.
They should make Big Show fight Ryback. It would be like a twins match, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
I mean,
he does look like him, though.
And then they should have, they should do that for real. They should have a twins day at WWE. They're going to make Ryback versus Big Show, and then that black guy who looked like John Cena versus John
Cena. Yeah, Darren Young.
Yeah.
But then they'd have to bring back the Bella
Twins.
And then
they should, you know what else they should do? They should do Little Jimmy versus Hornswoggle.
That would actually be probably Hornswoggle's most interesting match.
Well, Ryback did win the title soon. I know it. They're setting him up to win the championship
I think it's too early for him, though. I mean,
the Hornswoggle versus... Little Jimmy would be just like something I saw on YouTube when some guy, he was fighting against an invisible person. Where do they find these people?
Speaking of which, yeah, I think it's too early for Ryback. I mean, just a couple of months ago, he's fighting against no-name guys.
Yo, and speaking of YouTube video, all the viewers should watch this, which would be only me. They should watch this thing I saw on YouTube. It was a homeless guy, and he was fighting another guy. And then he took off his shirt, and he was just trying to punch the guy, and he missed him, man. He had bad aim.
They were trying out for a WWE contract.
I think they're trying to make Rock versus Ryback for WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would rather see him versus Punk.
CM Punk, right?
I don't think Ryback.
It would be better with CM Punk.
Yeah, I think. The only reason I think the CM Punk is gonna win is if, you know, like Big Show or Brock Lesnar pops up and attacks, you know, Ryback, and CM Punk gets the win.
Cena backed off from the fight with CM Punk.
Right. Yeah, because Cena's really hurt, but you know, I guess that makes him look like, oh wow, you know, what a nice guy. You know, he's passing the torch to another guy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Cena's really healthy. You know, Cena's gonna try to.
Yeah, of course it'll be CM Punk fighting. It'll be John Cena fighting.
Exactly. Let me see what else happened. You know,
Santino's show is good.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Santino.
Oh, Santino, right? I haven't seen it. What happened this week?
I'm trying to remember what happened. Oh yeah, he found out his new correspondence. It's Yoshitatsu and Johnny Curtis. He's like a guy from NXT. He's a former winner of NXT.
Oh.
So the episode he had was, he was showing like a day in the life of Santino, like pretty much showing how he, you know, what he does on a basis before a match or something. But I'm trying to think of something else.
There was two episodes and then the other episode we saw was when when Santino was making the correspondence, both of them, Yoshitatsu and the other guy, Johnny Curtis, he wanted them to implement a plan so that he could touch some guy's beard.
Oh, yeah, Michael McGillicuddy, you know, Mr. Perfect's, you know, son in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole episode was basically they were trying to come up with a plan to touch Michael McGillicuddy's beard, you know, because he knows obsessed with touching his beard for some reason.
Because Santino's a fun boy.
Switching over to TNA, you heard that Jeff Hardy, he regained the TNA championship.
Did he?
Austin Aries, yeah. Last week on Bound for Glory.
You guys
don't
see Santino.
Santino
walks like he got duped in the butt. Oh, my bad. This is a PG-13 podcast.
Yes, there could be, you know, kids watching.
watching
a radio show.
You're saying that the reason Santino does that snake is that's the arm gesture that he does when he's doing other men? In the butt? The snake? But go on, Will. I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say. Right, now I remember what I was going to say. D-Von returned to TNA and
Don't even talk about D-Von. I always hate the Dirty Boys.
I don't know if you heard this group called Aces and Eights. It's pretty much like a Nexus type group. and they wear masks and they pretty much attack people. Well, apparently, you know, Devon aligned himself with them.
Devon, get the table!
Yep. Miss those guys.
Back in the day.
Why don't those guys put each other, why don't they just put themselves through a table? That'd be more entertaining.
Okay, I mean, they've had feuds from time to time, here and there, but, you know, of course, you know, they've been allied with each other ever since they were in ECW.
Yeah.
No,
and,
I mean themselves. Like, Devon take himself and put himself through a table. And Bubba Ray put himself through a table.
They might. You never know. Never know. Might happen this Thursday on TNA. Who knows? But, yeah, I guess that's basically all the... Oh, yeah, right. Team Hell No is going to face the winner of the Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara tag team versus...
Sin Cara?
Sin Cara, right.
They're going to win the tag team titles.
Road Scarlet. Which, I mean, what you said?
Sin Cara and I think Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio are going to win the tag team titles.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll beat Road Scholars tomorrow night on Raw. And
no,
then,
I'm the tag team champion.
No, I'm the tag team champion.
I'm the championship.
And then, you know, because of the whole, you know, the tag team is always, you know, Team Hell No is always, you know, arguing amongst themselves. You know, they're gonna lose the title to Sin Cara and Mysterio, and then, you know, that team's gonna eventually break up and have a feud at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But let me see. Let me think of something quickly. Well, I guess that's, you know, check out Raw tomorrow night on Raw. But shifting gears to NBA, Stoudemire, he's hurt. He tore something. I forgot what they called it. He ruptured something, and he's going to miss the first 2 or 3 weeks, I think they said it was. So he's going to definitely miss the regular season on November 1st. And R.A. Dickey had successful abdominal surgery. He had the problem ever since April and still managed to have a great season. And I believe he went, 20-6. So, you know, hopefully those guys can both, you know, recover and help both of my teams win the championship. Anything else, Chandran McCauley?
Nope.
All right.
Nothing else.
Thank you for calling on the show. Thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you, McCauley, for being on the show also as well.
No problem.
And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
And thank you, of course, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Ramon. That was Chandra. And, of course, that was McCauley Matthew.